Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Gives me immense pleasure to have on the line Leighton Beard, the spokesperson of the AA, that's the Automobile Association of South Africa. Leighton Beard, good afternoon to you. Thank you for being with me on 101.9 Hi FM.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you and your listeners.
Leighton, really interesting articles all over the press talking about how we are going to have to drive with 0% concentration alcohol. Is that true? Is that not true? And what is the AA's stance on the issue?
Well, it's currently not true because it's still in the proposal form. It's an amendment to the National Road Traffic Act that was proposed last year. The AA made a written submission to the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Transport, and we were invited to submit an oral submission earlier this month, last week, in fact, which we've done. Our view is that reducing the blood alcohol content level to zero is premature, and it's really not going to have any impact at all in terms of drunk driving or the rate of drunk driving in our country. It's a piece of legislation that really is going to override another piece of legislation, which is that we currently have a 0.05 blood alcohol content level on our books. And we feel that that's a pretty good piece of legislation. For us, the big concern is in terms of implementation and enforcement. And you can't really implement a law if you don't change people's behavior. And changing people's behavior is going to take a long time. It's going to require intensive and widespread education and public awareness campaigns. Legislation on its own isn't going to do the trick. We believe you should enforce the laws that you currently have, and that's where you need to start and finish in terms of drunk driving in South Africa.
Leighton, do me a favor, benchmark this issue for me internationally. Where do first world countries, third world countries stand on this issue of alcohol limits?
It varies. Some countries have a 0.08 limit. Some countries have a 0.05 limit, like South Africa does. You know, you'd think that a country like, for instance, Sweden would have a 0.00. They don't. I think their limit at the moment is 0.05 as well. The difference between South Africa and other countries that have drink driving laws is that those other countries have implemented properly. In South Africa, we're arresting 90,000 people for drunk driving a year, but we're only prosecuting around 7%, and there are a number of reasons for that. The first is that our laboratories are overworked and overstretched. They're running at under capacity, and so blood samples are taking longer than 11 months to process. That's the first problem. The police officers on the ground are implementing it very well in other countries. In South Africa, we need double the amount of police officers, traffic officers. So you can arrest as many people as you want, but unless those samples are being processed properly, you've got a problem. And then you get to the courts, and the courts are backed up. So unless you've got a system that is going to efficiently deal with the cases you bring to the courts, you know, you can arrest as many people as you want. Nothing's going to happen. What we are saying is let's get more police officers on the ground, traffic police officers on the ground. That is going to have a measure of omnipresence, and that is going to deter people from drinking and driving. There is no fear of being caught at the moment in South Africa, and that for us is a major problem. So if there's a fear of being caught, you're already halfway won the battle. If you do get caught and those blood samples are processed properly, that's another part of the value chain, the enforcement value chain that will work.
Sure.
And once those blood samples are collected and you send that case to court and courts are efficient in processing them and they impose punitive restrictions on offenders, punitive measures on offenders, that will be another deterrent. But nothing that I've just mentioned is currently enforced in South Africa. Law enforcement capability is stretched. The labs are stretched and the courts are stretched. So now you bring the alcohol limit down to 0.00, which means that some people who drink wine for religious practices, some people who are using mouthwashes that contain alcohol, very limited amounts of alcohol are going to be over the limit. They're going to be arrested. You're going to be adding to the problem. You don't solve a problem with a problem, and that's exactly what we've got happening now. And so that's the reason why we opposed this legislation and made our views known.
Absolutely fascinating. You addressed the issue of the mouthwash, which is what I wanted to talk to you about. But, yeah, what a comprehensive take on that issue. Leighton Beard, spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa. Thank you for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.